Hello?
Hey, Polk?
Yeah.
Hey, Polk, this is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Jesus. That damn thing, man. It didn't work out like it was supposed to. The guy, anyway, I don't want to give you that whole story, but I'm on my way to pick up some brush. And what they're going to pay me for the brush should pay for what we're trying to do. They're going to
Gotcha.
give me $2.20 for it. Now, I just have to make up the difference. But yeah, I'm fixing to go get the money now. It might take me a few hours because it's a lot of it. But
It's okay.
I thought it was going to be we were going to be able to get that yesterday. But that guy I got, I just had to get rid of him or something. It's too slow. And tools were left on the job site, so I had to drive all the way back. That was 2 hours gone. I had to go pick up my kid. That was an hour gone. And
Oh
I
man, I
lost a
know what
lot of
that's like.
time.
No, I understand.
I lost.
Good health's hard to come by, but it's also like, you're juggling the business, the kids and everything. So that's a big reason I know this will be a great tool for you and make your life a lot easier once we have everything up and running. Everything's simplified and you can oversee it through an app on your phone too, so it makes things real convenient for you. But I'm on your side with it. I'm trying to just be patient with you, help you pull things together. Like I said, I know once it's up and running, it's going to be something that's going to be a great use to you. So I'll call you back when I get back from my lunch hour. So I just kind of moved you to 12:30 Pacific Standard. So that's like 2:30 your time. You think you'd be able to pull some things together by then?
I can definitely try. Like I said,
Well, you tell me. So I'm working with you at this point to get it done before we go into the weekend so I can start working on the site and everything.
Right. Yeah, the guy, he's going to, what time is it? Am I late? The guy, he's gonna pay me $2.24. Like I said, I need to make up a difference.
Okay,
So,
you own that domain, right?
everything.
The PulseSpotCareServices.com?
Yeah.
You own that? Okay,
Yeah.
that's what I thought. So I was trying to make
Well,
sure. I'm
I might be misspeaking here. I don't know what you mean by own it, but basically
yeah,
what
so you don't
happened
have
was
like
I
login
gave them.
credentials.
Hmm?
You'll have login credentials, so that way I could access it and build the site on there for you.
Oh no, I don't know. What happened was I gave them the name I wanted for the thing, and they went from there. And so I don't know if you can fix that in any kind of way, but yeah, that I don't know what they're gonna do. They keep trying to take money out of my account, and I'm just not going for it because they're not doing anything for me.
Right.
I contemplated just kind of paying them just so I could keep the website going because I've already made door hangers for the thing. But,
Yeah,
well, hang
I
on a
have
second.
that
Would you say the
domain
name of the
name on there.
website?
It was PolkLawnCareServices.com.
Ah, shoot. Yeah.
Yeah, it was PolkLawnCareServices.com. But I was just trying to
Well,
verify. I mean, if you don't own it, that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, we could get you a new one, but I just want to know that before we launch it. You know what I mean? Because then I could get in there and see what's available. I could look for maybe Polk Lawn Care Services TX.com for Texas. You know what I mean? And then we're just going to have the domain name attached to the listing. So it's just going to be a little globe icon that says website. And if they click on it, it'll automatically navigate them there.
okay, now the website that they've already got up there, is there any way that'll drop off or what happens with that?
No, you'll stay up there, but if we stop doing the optimization, like if you canceled, it'll rotate off the first page of the search results. But all websites need a host too. So like if you canceled our service, you'd still need a host. That applies across the internet. That's not just with those guys. You gotta pay like a hosting fee,
Yeah.
usually like $30 to $50, depending on who you go with.
Okay, I understand that. It's just I'm trying to What I'm trying to do is get that name back. And I don't know if that's is that possible?
Yeah, the only way to get it back would be to get it from who originally purchased it, because they have the rights to the name and the credentials. So it'd be the last company.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll try to charge you a lot more than what they got it for. You know, the benefit of being a Google partner is we could just get you another domain, but I know you were saying you passed out some business cards with that domain on it. I'm sure those business cards still have your phone number on it, so if the website's not working, they could still call you, check what's going on, you know. But the Google listing's going to bring you a whole new book of business, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't really stress too much about losing that site and losing the cards, you know. There's nothing that's going to be more effective than showing up in the pocket of your customer at the moment that they're doing the search, you know. So that should be the main priority. The website's just an added incentive, you know.
Well, let me, could I buy a domain and you guys use that? Because I'm trying to avoid this from happening again.
We're going to buy the, yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying. Yeah, you could buy one, though, too. We have domains, like, we buy them for you, and then if you cancel and you want to keep them, it's $99.
Oh. Well, that'll work.
So I don't think you're going to want to cancel, but that's, like, worst-case scenario, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But full disclosure. Yeah. So we'll get you a domain, and I'll start working on it. We'll get the website up and running. It usually only takes me about 3 to 5 days to get the website going, and then I'll send it over to you, and then you can tell me if you want any changes to it or what kind of modifications you want. By this time next week, we'll have that fully up and running.
Yeah, that'll
quick
work.
Turnaround. Yeah, we start working on everything quickly, but it's nice if I get a 2-day head start over the weekend, because I can't log into the billing of your account over the weekend, but I can work on the website outside of the office, you know what I mean? So I'd like to square things away today, so that way I got, you know, got something I can sit on the laptop on and get some coffee and deal with in the morning. That's how I run away from my kids. Daddy Circus. Yeah. Last time I did that, the Laker game was on. I like watching the basketball games. I was watching the Lakers and the Warriors game. I closed the door. I'm like, I'm working on a website. I was in there watching the basketball game.
How did that game go? I didn't even watch that thing. How did it go? Who won that?
The Warriors. Yeah, the Warriors crushed us last game. But they play tonight at NLA. I've been a Laker fan all my life. I grew up in Southern California, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They play tonight, though, and if the Lakers win, it's over. If the Lakers lose, then it goes back to Golden State for Game 7. So.
Oh, okay, all right. How is Lone Pier in California? I noticed everyone's kind of running from California. I don't know what the heck the deal is, but...
Yeah, it depends on what kind of person you are. If you're, if you like getting outside a lot, then it's beautiful. You know what I mean? If you don't get outside a lot, there's really no point in being here. You know? That's the truth. Because it's very expensive. It's one of the most expensive places. And the reason is because of the land. You know? Like, I live a mile from the beach. So for me, I don't really like having sand all over me. But I do love catching a sunset. Or sometimes I'll get up real early and watch the sunrise and get a little coffee. Or, you know what I mean? I like going for a swim on a hot day. So it really just depends on your personality and what you're into. But California has everything for a nature lover. You got mountains on one side of us, and then you got the beach on the other side. And, you know, we're just kind of sandwiched in between the two down here. So it's, you know, if you're an outdoorsy type person, it's got everything you can dream of. But if you're just sitting in the house and you're just paying, you know, premium cost of living to sit in the house, if you're a homebody, you know, that don't make no sense. You could do that anywhere else. So that's why a lot of times people will run to Texas. You know, it's the cost of a property out there is different. You know, what you guys get for $500,000 costs you $2 million over here.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of people grow up in California trying to make enough money to afford a $2 million property and then just go, F it, I'm going to Texas, and then they'll, you know, they'll half a quarter million down, and it's almost paid off, and then they'll sell it and then move back. You know, it's kind of like their logic behind it. If they grew up here, you know, a lot of them want to come back with their family and stuff. So I have a friend of mine who lives out that way, and he's a lineman for the electrical company. You know what that is?
Oh yeah.
But he got all his stuff out here. He saved up for about two, three years. He was making like a $250,000 a year, and he was really saving as much as he could. And then he bought a house cash out there, and he's a lineman out there. So now everything he's getting is basically just going straight to the pocket. He's doing real good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, he started cranking out babies once he got over there, and he's got three of them now. We're mixed, you know. We got, you know, we're light skinned, half and half guys, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, got the tattoos on and stuff. look real really California, you know. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I didn't know how the lawn care service was out there.
Oh, they do well. They do well. I mean, you got to think, you know, million-dollar houses, multi-million-dollar houses, and then, you know, people are definitely going to have, a nice lawn. You know, you're not going to have this $2-3 million house and a crappy lawn, right? So,
So
they definitely get good work. I know that our pool guy gets paid like $600 every couple weeks, and I have a guy that does trees that's the same way, where he gets like every month or two. I got these palm trees in the backyard I gotta cut, or they get close to the power lines, and then the city will give me a ticket. So.
Yeah, so they do
pretty good. You know what I mean? If you got like 10 of those going, that's like an easy 5K right there. It's climbing up trees.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're just doing once a month maintenance on them. So it's like, you know, you get a good book of business, and you just kind of chill. Climb trees, cut them down, go hang out by the beach. Not a bad life.
My thing is, where am I gonna live? Yeah, 'cause I'm gonna be trying to live cheap.
That doesn't exist. I mean, a one bedroom apartment. Just put it this way, because I have a younger sister. She's like 24, and she struggles with this right now. Her one bedroom apartment's like $1,850.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, That's why it makes no sense to live here, unless like you're from here, you have family from here, you know what I mean? You got reasons to stay, or you're really outdoorsy, you know what I mean? But to come out here on your own, or to like uproot from Texas to California, that would make zero sense. You know what I mean? I understand the logic of someone who's from here and then they have like two or three kids. It's already tough on your own, and then you got two or three kids. It makes sense to move to Texas. You know what I mean? Because then it's like, okay, you get a house for what you pay to rent out here, you know?
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I was fixing to say for half of that what she's paying.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a pretty decent home out here.
Yeah, so a lot of these guys that the pandemic happened, and then they started doing remote work. They started working from home and from their computers and stuff. So those guys, like, I tried to get them to let me do that, so I don't got to come in the office all the time, but I still got to come in the office. Otherwise, I would have done the same thing. You know what I mean? I'd wrap up my boys and go somewhere else. I mean, you could live in Hawaii for what it costs to live here, you know? Have vacation year-round for what it costs to live in California. It's basically what it is. It's like a vacation spot the closer you get to the coast.
Yeah.
You get Malibu and Venice and all that stuff going on over there, but... All right. Well, yeah, I'll circle back with you in the afternoon and see how things are going. You know, if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, just let me know, okay? But I'm looking forward to getting this thing up and running and making some money together.
Yeah, I'm at the job site now. What is this lady doing? I'm at the job site now. I just... Thank All right, buddy. Let me try to get this thing done.
All right. I'll let you handle your business. I'll talk to you this afternoon, okay?
All right, then.
All right, have a good one.